Hello and welcome to the Entre Pastors podcast. I'm one of the co-hosts and co-founders of Entre Pastors. My name is Les Hughes, and I really appreciate you joining us on these daily podcast episodes. So for the past few days, we've been looking at some of our favorite books. This list is not exhaustive by any means, not even in the order of priority either, or the order of importance necessarily for us. We just like the concept of partnering with people who are way further down the road from us, or maybe they've achieved some things that John and I hope to achieve through Entre Pastors or another facet of our lives. And it just seems to us that, you know, you can gain wisdom one of two ways. You can gain wisdom by your own experience. And that's really the only way that you do gain it. Knowledge is one thing, but experience or but wisdom comes from applying the knowledge that we have to real life circumstances. Sometimes the application of that knowledge turns out the way that you want it to. Sometimes it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to. And sometimes the results might even be better than what you expected. But, you know, we've only got one lifetime to live, don't we? And it's I don't know how smart it is to only gain wisdom by the experiences that we have. It seems to us that it's a much smarter thing to do to benefit from the experiences of others. And that's the other way that you gain wisdom, either through your own experience or the experience of others. And so that leads us then into this last book we're going to be talking about in this short little mini series on these books. And then we'll come back periodically and talk some more about content or authors that really tend to move the needle for us. The last one that we'll mention this week is the book entitled Who, Not How, by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. So if you'll remember the last time we talked about, I'm not sure what order we'll do these, but one of the other books in this brief series was the book 10X is Easier Than 2X. So Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy wrote that one too. So this is the second, really two out of the four we've talked about this week by Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. Dan is the seasoned veteran coach. He was, as we mentioned before, he was the business coach and mentor of our good friend and coach and mentor, Dan Miller. And so Dan Sullivan, in fact, when I was instructed by my first business coach that I have a high regard for, when we had finished out a year of work together, this individual said to me, you know, you need to talk to one of two people, because what you need to do now is take what you've learned and turn it into a business. He said, I've given you just some tools that you need to get started, but he said, you really need to learn how to put this into a business. And he said, you either need to find Dan Sullivan or Dan Miller. And so I just did some homework on my own. And for me, Dan Miller was a much better fit. We, of course, share our similar Christian faith. And he was also at that time in my neck of the woods. I'm in Birmingham. He was in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. And there were other connections that we had with each other as well. And that was just a better fit for me. I didn't know at that time that I was also going to be benefiting from a lot of the coaching that Dan Sullivan and his strategic coach program, is what it's called, the strategic coach, he founded that a lot of that was going to be passed down through Dan Miller and to me anyway. So that's just the benefit of, you know, these connections of people that we have, which really leads me into the theme of the book that we're talking about today, and that is Who, Not How. The subtitle of the book is really good as well. The subtitle is The Formula to Achieve Bigger Goals Through Accelerating Teamwork. Isn't that a great subtitle? So here's just a kind of a fun fact about books. Those of you all that are authors especially, and you may be trying to come up with a title or a subtitle for a book, keep a couple rules of thumb to keep in mind. One is that normally the title of your book should be something very concise, so really short, and fairly easy to remember for somebody that's going to look at it, or if they want to recommend it to someone else. You don't want somebody trying to recommend your book and they can't recall your name because you're not a widely known author yet. You want them to remember the name of the book, but if the name of your book is, 10 words long, it's going to be kind of tough to remember. So this book has three words in the main title: who, not how. And then try to always have a really good subtitle to your book. So the title is not really going to tell your potential readers what the book is about. It's going to get their attention. It's going to be memorable. It may have some creativity to it. Well, whatever. But if you were to see who, not how, I don't know that that's descriptive of if you'd really get an accurate idea of the contents of the book. But when he says the formula to achieve bigger goals through accelerating teamwork, that's more specific. You can know what the book's about. So in a nutshell, here's what Dan discovers, and here's what he's saying in the book. And I would say that John Sanders, my other co-founder of Entree Pastors and co-host of this podcast, would absolutely agree with what I'm getting ready to tell you, because we talk about it all the time. Man, you will get to where you want to go faster and probably with more success if you will partner with others. And I don't mean partner in an official like business sort of way. John and I have a legal business partnership. Like we had an attorney draw that up. We have an LLC together. We're 50-50 partners. But even before we met one another, and certainly since, most of the good things that have happened in terms of our own success and success with Entree Pastors or other ventures that we've done, some of the writing that I've done, ghostwriting that I've done, we published books for Entree Pastors Press now. John is involved in other business ventures, independent from what I'm involved in. Virtually every single one of them is about the reason we're involved in it, or one of the reasons we're involved in it, is because of our relationships with other people. So it's not, Entree Pastors, I could go on and on and on about. This is only one example. But we have had so many doors open. Business ventures, people on our team, ideas that we have, guests on our podcast. We've gone on to other people's podcasts. I mean, it's just those relationships that we have. It's much more who than it is how. If the how is the strategy, let's just talk about that for a second. Even the strategy, I hope this is really good news for you. Okay, so if you're kind of having a hard time getting started in some sort of business venture, or if you'd say, Les, man, I've tried three or four things, I've tried five things, 10 things, so far, I'm not there yet, or maybe you're stuck where you are right now, then please let me encourage you by saying that is okay. That's all right. I mean, none of this is perfect. Not one bit of it is perfect. You start out, you implement some ideas, you try some behaviors, you meet somebody along the way, you meet somebody in a live event maybe, or you're introduced to someone by a friend. I can't tell you how many times I've received an email from a mutual friend and it's copied to someone I don't know yet or I haven't met. And it says, hey, just wanted to introduce you to, and then they'll say, here's who Les is, here's who the other person is. I felt like you two needed to meet and talk, and I believe if you all do, some good things will happen. And you know what? A lot of times it does. A lot of times it does. And I know someone once told me that when they're in a conversation with someone especially if it's a conversation about some kind of, you know, business venture that they have or something that they are trying to get going. And if the person is highly networked, here's a question that they'll ask. Who do you know that I need to meet? Who do you know that I need to meet? And often that can, if you know, the conversation that you're having at a coffee shop with that person, it may not turn into anything that affects your bank account. But what if they say, you know what, I'm not at a place right now where this is really of interest to me, but I know a guy that really needs to meet you. Or I know a guy you really need to meet. And that one can turn into something. I've had ghostwriting clients. I've done developmental editing for people. And I'm talking, listen to everybody, I'm talking about thousands of dollars now. That only happened because someone introduced me and had entrusted me enough to introduce me to someone that they felt like there could be some kind of a working relationship there. They can, you know, I could help them in some way. And vice versa. I've had people give me the names of folks that I've hired that I wouldn't have known otherwise, but they trusted them. And I'd say, if John Sanders were to give me the name of somebody that could help me in some kind of venture that I had, I'd go and I'd talk to him because I trust John. And if John says, I trust this individual, then I do too. I'm just borrowing his trust, right? That's happened time and time and time and time again. And I'm telling you, the strategy is going to change anyway. If you're getting started with some kind of venture today, I can guarantee you in 18 months, it's going to look different than it does today. You want it to, because right now you may not be making any income from it. You want to make income from it, so it's going to look a little different. You're going to find something that works, but the strategy comes many times as a result of somebody who's already been to the mountain show you the way to get there. That's how to do it. I mean, that's the way you do it. So I hope that helps you in some way. That is what the book is about. And this is one, as I mentioned in one of these other episodes, this is a book in particular that I highly recommend you getting the audio version, because there are some interviews at the end of each chapter, or maybe it's at the end of the book all the way, but there are interviews between Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy that are solid gold, that are not in the rest of the main body of the book. So get that Audible version. Listen to it. I've listened to this particular book. It's not very long. I've probably listened to it on Audible 3 times, maybe even more than that, bits and pieces. So it's, I need to go, even as I say that, I need to go back and listen to it again. Really. It's really that good. So, get that one, read it, listen to it. Who, not how, just an excellent resource. And I hope that helps you. And you know what? If John Sanders or myself, if we happen to be and can be used as a who in your life, that would be awesome. So feel free to reach out through email, or if you want to DM us through social media, we'll respond to that personally. Okay. Our email addresses are for John. It's john@entrepastors.com, and he spells his name J-O-N. Mine is les@entrepastors.com, and mine is L-E-S. Also, if you could share this podcast with someone that you know, somebody that you think would help, that would really help us get the message out and grow this message, which is really what we're trying to do. So in advance, thank you for helping us spread the word. If you're able to do that, that'd be great. Until next time, we will see you then. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. Bye-bye.